afternoon, and welcome to another hour of, well, about right now it's, what, 55 minutes and counting of Woods and Water South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz. I'm joined by my co-host, Taylor.
Yep. I'm here again.
You're here again.
Hope you guys aren't getting tired of me.
Sore foot and all.
Sore foot and all.
Gonna get you straightened out.
I'm so tired.
Kept you off the trail. I mean, we had the opportunity to go on the South Carolina 7, Taylor.
You're the one that told me I shouldn't go.
Well, for good reason. Your foot's swollen right now.
Yeah.
Busy week.
Very busy week.
Busy week.
Still recovering.
Yes, we're still recovering from our busy week. Busy first part of the week, and then took a two-day short trip down to Charleston to watch the end of South Carolina 7 at the South Carolina Aquarium.
I felt like it went by super fast, but I know it did not go by fast for those that were actually on the trip. 30 very long, hot days.
Yeah. What did he say in his remarks? That two of the girls walked almost 500 miles barefoot or something like that?
Mm-hmm. They walked, I said, over half the way.
Half the way barefooted. He said, why? I don't know. Sounds like a bunch of old school kids.
Yeah.
For some reason or another, y'all have a hard time keeping your shoes on.
Stereotypical.
Oh, man. But while we were down in Charleston there, we recorded the second and third segment of the show today with
Senator Alexander
from Pickens-Oconee County and Pamela Evatt, the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina, and Tom Mulliken. Mm-hmm. So y'all look forward to that. Especially pay attention to the third segment.
It's a very special
powerful segment. Listen to it all. I mean, don't just turn it off now and turn it back on at 3:30 or whatever. Just listen. It's really good.
Sadly, there were no more mics left for me.
So yes, Taylor was standing there in the heat.
Time.
She was timing us. And what did the lieutenant governor's, like, secretary or whatever, she came over and was...
Oh, my word.
The said she had to be on
governor,
a phone call?
Yeah, she had to be on a phone call by noon, and I had absolutely no clue. And it's like 11:45. And we just started the third segment.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my word. And I was like, 6 minutes?
Yep.
Can we get 6 minutes? She goes, she's got 10. Okay.
Thank you to the South Carolina Aquarium for letting us use the tent and the power cord and the chairs and for the Parks Department for allowing us to do that. We had to get approval from them to record the show there after everything was over with. So, yeah.
Cicadas are a little loud, but just trying to tune them out.
Cicadas and the breeze. It was breezy down there.
Although the breeze is really nice.
It was nice. Until it brought the rain and kept you off the beach.
That's okay, though.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
I relaxed. It was good.
Holy smoke. Yes, we went by a friend of mine's house. And they have on the back of their house, they have a big screening porch.
Yep.
And it started raining and rained for like an hour. I told Taylor, I said, this rain has got to stop pretty quickly. We're going to be here for 4 or 5 hours. We're going to be sacked down on the furniture outside.
If we fell asleep, we'd probably start playing the theme song of Blazing Saddles.
Yes. My buddy, he said, call me. And I'm like, do what? He said, call me.
We're sitting in the same room.
Yeah, we're sitting. I'm like, what am I calling you for? And he said, just call me. And he ran across... I guess a ringtone for Blazing Saddles, and that's my ringtone. Yes. When I call my friend and one of my friends in Charleston, it rings as Blazing Saddles. Oh, good stuff. Okay. Well, like I said, second, third segment, we were talking about the end of the South Carolina 7. Just interesting. Tom, just an interesting guy. The more you're around him, the more you find out about him. We had dinner with him at the Swamp Fox restaurant at the Francis Marion Hotel.
If y'all ever go there, Shrimp and Grits.
Shrimp and Grits, really good.
And Hush Puppies.
And Hush Puppies is appetizer.
Maple syrup.
In maple syrup, whew. Yes. And they had what was the other appetizer thing we had? It had
sampler.
Stewed okra on it.
What kind of bacon?
Yeah. No, that was maple glazed bacon or something like that. It was really good.
Pimento cheese and little
crackers and all. Yeah, yeah, it was all good. So if you're downtown and we were in jeans, shorts, it didn't really matter. So the good food.
No, but yeah, the more you're around Tom, the more you learn about him. It's just there are layers and layers to that guy.
Yeah.
Whew.
And to his family too.
Yep. So
just really cool. But yeah. So anyway, all right. So let's. We got a few things for the calendar. We got about 4.5 minutes to go or so. So we need to through these. Brought to you by.
Visit Anderson Green Planning Event Center.
Speak up a little bit.
Visit Anderson. You're the heavy
Come on.
Week.
Come on.
Visit Anderson Green Planning Event
Thank you.
Center.
She lags.
Hey, you had me really busy. Don't forget who held your time. Helped you.
I know. I'm not forgetting anything. I'm just trying to wake you up. There are some things going on. Just a few. The Spartanburg chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is having their banquet next Saturday, August the 8th.
I'm sure masks are required.
Well, it's outside the pavilion at the Carolina Country Club. Pavilion address is 110 Walnut Ridge Drive in Spartanburg. Come join us as we try to raise money for the NWTF and their conservation efforts. During this event, you'll find an evening full of family fun, good food, and awesome prizes. You know, they got gun giveaways, stuff like that. It doesn't say anything, and you can check them out on Facebook. It's the Spartanburg Chapter Banquet. They have an event on Facebook. Single ticket memberships, $45. Youth ticket with the Jake's membership is $15. A reserve table with 6 tickets is $250, and then the big table is $650. 8 with, yeah, the gun table, 6-inch memberships, and so yeah, I got a couple special guns for that one. This is all tax deductible, so support it. And again, we said this before, the NGOs are really suffering. Those organizations, conservation organizations that rely on fundraising are really suffering right now. So help them out. Taylor, what you got?
We actually got a little different. The Clinton House put on their circuit shoot, registered shoot, August 8th, a 100-bird main event, second registered course, first on 9 a.m., last on 2 p.m. Please register on Scoring Pro. They can have your scorecard and payment ready. Lunch wagon will be provided if you...
Toco what? Blah 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 is what it says.
Yeah, I have no.
I don't know if that's a real lunch wagon or not, but that's what they got.
I don't know, but they'll have it there.
They'll have it there.
And the shoot number's provided. If you need more information, go to the Clinton House website.
Or call Dawn.
Or call Dawn.
That's right.
Call Dawn.
Call
Dawn.
She's got it handled. it's time to apply for South Carolina waterfowl lottery hunts. The DNR has opened the lottery process for South Carolina. There is a $20. Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay, it's open through October 15th, 5 o'clock. So a $20 fee for all applicants, $5 per youth applicant for the youth multi-site waterfowl hunts. Youth must be 17 years or older or young, 17 years of age or younger to apply for the youth hunt. After the selection process occurs, only the primary applicant will receive notification of the drawing's completion. Now, there are additional opportunities for lottery hunt. Again, this year, the South Carolina Wildlife Partnership, SCWP, or the Pinto Partners for Youth Hunters are offering the second chance draw hunts. And I believe if you're not drawn, it's an automatic. Now, you must apply for the DNR waterfowl lottery hunts to participate in any second chance hunt opportunity and complete the opt-in form so that your information can be sent for the second chance drawing. To learn more about the South Carolina Waterfowl Wildlife Partnership, the SCWP website. And Pinto Partners is doing something for the kids. Quit! And there's no additional cost for either of those second chance ones. And it's an opportunity for some of y'all to hunt some of the private land waterfowl hunts. So...
We got one more thing for the...
Quickly.
We're not doing it this segment.
Yeah,
we'll get back to it in
so,
the last segment.
Y'all. Second and third segment, wrap up of the South Carolina 7. Enjoy it. We'll be back for the last segment. Tom, this one's just for you, because you're going to get, in this song, you're going to get it, a couple days off. So starting off the segment of Woods and Water South Carolina with actually, we're here in Charleston. We are sitting out here in front of the South Carolina Aquarium. It is the finish line for South Carolina 7. They finished it up this morning. And, man, what a journey. What a story about South Carolina that we've told over the last month or so, Tom, and that you've been part of. And I can't imagine what you're feeling right now crossing the finish line. But this is like a weekly update, the kind of the end of it. But we're joined by Senator Alexander from Oconee and Pickens County.
Correct.
And Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Is that right?
Evatt, you said it exactly right.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And you're traveler's rest.
Yes, I am. That's really? Where we kind of started out in our backyard.
Yeah, started out in our backyard. So take this. I was telling Senator Alexander, after 6.5 years of doing this show, you're the first elected official I've had on this show. There have been times when it was appropriate, and the moment passed, and I was like, well, we'll just have to pick that up on the next time around. So,
well, I'm honored to have that distinction, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, sir. Introduce yourself to us.
Yeah, Thomas Alexander, native of Walhalla, South Carolina, grew up there and joined the outdoors, doing a lot of things with my family, and cherish all those wonderful memories, and just have a great appreciation and admiration for all the natural beauty and the waterfalls to the state parks to whether it's trout fishing or lake water fishing, boating, hunting, just second nature
sure.
from growing up there in the foothills of the mountains from that standpoint, and certainly the state took over the federal fish hatchery probably about 25 years ago and turned it into a state fish hatchery because of understanding the importance of preserving and having trout available for fishermen and fisher ladies.
Absolutely.
That are coming in, and we're just seeing a tremendous growth, and Oconee County has Discover Oconee. It's really all about the natural beauty and the things that we have in that area. So we just appreciate what you mean to your listeners and the great message that you send out throughout the area.
You know, it's funny, during this whole COVID thing or whatever, you know, advertising, of course, it was, you know, and so I had to make up a lot of time, burn a lot of inventory, and I wanted to record a message, and I recorded something for both stations that said, the outdoors is never closed.
I like that.
And I got more feedback.
Crazy.
I got more feedback on that than any of the other ads I've ever produced for clients and whatever else. But the outdoors is never closed, and that's the truth.
That's a good tagline.
That's right.
It needs to become South Carolina's tagline if you let us borrow that.
Have at it. Yeah. I wouldn't even charge you for it.
There you go. That's the deal.
That is.
Lieutenant Governor, introduce yourself to us, please.
Yes, I'm Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, 93rd Governor of the great state of South Carolina, and I'm just so proud to be able to call Tom Mulligan and Thomas Alexander friends. And this has just been a great 30 days. I haven't been able to be here the whole 30 days.
Sure.
But I've been able to jump in. You know, we've hiked and we've kayaked and we've climbed. And now we yesterday dove. And it's just been great. And one thing that I love is what this has done. You know, we all have a passion. Thomas was talking about his passion up in Oconee. And for me, Tom helped me really use my platform to talk about our state and keeping it beautiful and litter control and plastics on the beach. And, you know, I guess I never thought, which is some remarks I made today, it really does all start with each person. And I think sometimes we don't realize the power we have as one person. And you know, Tom Mulligan really helped me harness that. And I used my platform to work with Palmetto Pride. And we did a grab-a-bag initiative last year after Tom brought the governor and I to Marion and Dillon and Sellers, and we worked on flood water. And we saw how that garbage got in canals and waterways and drainage ditches and how it stopped water and backed water up and added to flooding problems. I said, you know, this is something we can all do individually. And so I worked with Palmetto Pride. We did a grab-a-bag initiative last year in October. And from what state DOT picked up in that one day was 150 tons of garbage. And that's just the garbage people picked up and put on state roads that the state DOT could grab. And so just imagine what people took home and what cities picked up. it's a big deal. And so my dad used to have this great saying, like, if you can't hit people in their heart and make them do the right thing, you can usually help entice them with their pocketbook. And what my staff, along with Palmetto Pride, discovered is that between state and localities in South Carolina, $1.3 billion is what we spend to pick up trash.
Wow.
It's a lot of money that we could be using for a lot of other programs. To plant trees, right?
Yeah.
To help move water, to add fish to our streams, instead of just picking up trash, that we can all do that on our own. So this summer, along with Palmetto Pride, Trooper Bob and I did a PSA on plastic on the beaches. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to love the beach you're on, or that plastic will go to the beach you love,
sure.
Right? So
right.
Whether this is your home or you're coming here to vacation, pick up plastics that you're leaving behind. Anything you brought to the beach, take it off with you, right? The oceans don't need it. And Tom, thank you so much, because it's now been a passion, and I hope when I'm on the beach with my family, we're picking up garbage at 4:30 as we're just doing our nightly walk. So I hope it inspires people that they see their lieutenant governor out. Leading by example is what I've learned from the governor. A lead from up front, as Tom likes to say, and that's what we're doing. So thank you for what you're doing, too. I think our media partners play a huge role here in how we pass the message along.
We're outdoors, folks. You can hear the cicadas. It's got a nice breeze in Charleston. We do have a tent, which keeps the sun off of us. This is some of the most fun shows to do is when you're outdoors. I love being outside when I do these. Tom, it's been 30 days.
Yes, sir.
Since you started up in the mountains, up where we are. And 500 miles later, you're here.
Yes, sir. My biggest regret, it's not 1,000. I'm not going back.
I couldn't believe that. You sat up here, you said, my biggest regret is that I'm not waking up in the morning and starting back the other way.
Yeah, we live in the most beautiful place on earth. And it's not just the tremendous, diverse ecosystems, it's the people. And what we saw with this whole expedition is people coming together. We live in a state where the DNA, the fabric that makes up our state is one of a religious people, which goes right back to the very origin of our state. And it's about service. People want to be asked. I can say honestly, I did not ask one person or one group to help with this expedition. When you organize 30 days, a lot went into that. I personally did not ask one person who said no. And I think if we get back to that, if we get back to solving problems at a community level, where we're seeking these collaborations across governmental agency lines and public, private, and conservative and liberal and black and white, and we start bringing people together and raising these issues to a higher ground, we're going to see ourselves solving more problems. And so it was very humbling and very, very rewarding, and I'll carry these experiences the rest of my life. I honestly cannot wait until next year to do it again.
But you don't have to. Are we going to? Is this going to be a July event again?
I was just going to say that. Can we talk about
Well, yeah, I have to dodge deer season a little bit. Yes, November would be perfect. Won't they? Start it October in before November, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The reason why we do it in the summer, or that we did it in the summer, is because we want to show these beautiful places off that we have to families across South Carolina who can do it during the vacation.
That's right.
That's
yep.
We don't. If you, I look back at some of the traveling that I've done to see some of the things that I've seen. And the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii, people go there, travel long distances to see waterfalls.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about this the other day. You and I, we don't need to go to Kauai to see some of the most beautiful waterfalls on earth.
No.
We need to go to Oconee County.
Yeah.
And Pickens County.
30 to 40 waterfalls right there in Oconee County.
And just beautiful.
Yep.
Most people have no idea.
No.
You know, the black water. Kayaking in the Edisto and the Cooper that we were on yesterday, we have some of the most beautiful and ecologically diverse. For me, the great thing about this particular expedition is starting where the river started and ending where the river ends.
Oh.
And they start and they end at the same time. Right? The water, one continuous flow. And so it was very palpable. We to have seen the beautiful mountainscape on top of Sassafras Mountain on a beautiful clear day.
That's
we
right.
were there. The three of us. and we could see out and see very good three states, and some people say four.
Four, right.
Right? And then to leave that and to hike down the river systems until we got to Bull Island and the Ace Basin, which is just very historic, but I'll come back to that, but some of the most beautiful areas in the world, measured by some of the people who've traveled way more than I have with National Geographic, right?
Mm-hmm.
50 greatest places on Earth. We are very lucky to have this. And so when you invite people into that conversation and you take them to these places, they become a whole lot more convicted about protecting those places. And really, these places are our economic drivers as well. People come here on the economic backbone of the state, as the governor says, for three reasons. Our people, our people, our people. And our people are wonderful, and the environment is wonderful. And so as we see these places, it's been awe-inspiring. And those words really are not exaggerated. It is just unbelievable what we have. And we have beauty in the upstate. We have beauty in the Midlands, the Congaree National Park, where we have 15 of the highest species of trees in the country. Edisto River that we kayak, longest black river in North America. And then to go to the Ace Basin, 320,000 acres set aside with just a tremendous position of leadership between public and private sector. It's been remarkable. And welcome to the number one tourist destination on earth in
Charleston, South Carolina,
our holy city.
Yeah,
I want to say that hiking here this morning, we passed Mother Emanuel Church, and everyone in our group fell silent. What we went through there as a state, as a community, as one state, is just more than you can really describe. And that really, they showed the state how to love.
Absolutely. And I told y'all this would go fast.
Oh, yeah.
And there's almost a segment right there. We're gonna music's gonna go over here in a minute, and we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more about the entire South Carolina 7. Talk a little more about litter control, because it's something that you're right, it does begin with us, and maybe end up back up at Sassafras Mountain, the Overlook, and one of the prettiest places in South Carolina. And this time of the year, it's a little cooler than most every place else. So hang on, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side. What's coming, do they, Taylor? Tom knows what's coming. Tom's already been through this. Come on. Hey, Taylor, my co-host, is sitting beside me. She's not mic'd up today. There you go. There's the voice. You got the voice?
Oh, yeah?
Okay. All right. All right. Senator Alexander, is that Darius Rucker or is that Hootie and the Blowfish?
Darius.
Ah! Darius Rucker. Okay. Lieutenant Governor, is that Darius Rucker or is that Hootie and the Blowfish?
We know they're one and the same.
No, they're not. No.
So,
can't do that. This is an A or B.
Oh, my. I'm going to say that is Darius Rucker.
Taylor wins twice today. I lost all the way around. Sometimes it's good to be you, right? Well, he's always Hootie the Blowfish to me.
Well,
you were struggling.
I had the pleasure of meeting him. I actually introduced him for his women's collegiate golf tournament down here in Charleston. And it was wonderful getting to meet him and talk to him. And so, you know how I always think about it? When it sounds country, it's Darius Rucker.
Okay.
When it sounds pop, it's Hootie the Blowfish.
There you go. I used to always say his older music made me laugh, his newer music makes me cry. Oh, gosh, he's got to stop. Tom.
Yes, sir.
Last night's supper, you talked once about having to stretch your feet. You talked for you, every morning's ritual is stretching your feet out and stuff like that. I know you don't like to talk about yourself. You've just walked 500 miles. You have summited some of the highest peaks. You've climbed on Mount Everest. You have made dives in all the world's oceans, the Arctic, the Antarctic. to anyone on the outside, they wouldn't know what you've overcome. And it's a message of overcoming something. And you, until last night, I didn't know this. You just said, I have bad feet. I know you don't. Just for folks who say, I can't.
Yeah.
We talked about self-defeat. You know, you defeat yourself before you even try, even though you don't have things holding you back. Talk just a minute. I know you don't like to do this, but talk a minute about what you've overcome.
Hard-headedness.
Oh, no. Come on now.
He has not overcome those.
He's not easy. That stuff.
He's still working progress there.
I was blessed with a childhood deformity.
Okay.
I had extreme bilateral club feet, which meant that both of my feet were turned around backwards and laying up against my calves. So by the time I was a day old, I had cast up to my hips. They went in and did reconstructive surgery. My mother, who just was always very plain with me, said I looked like a pretzel when I came out. And so I suppose I did, but they were told that I would never walk. And so I had multiple surgeries, a lot of physical therapy, a lot of back then, you know, this was 60 years ago.
That I was just fixing to say. Yeah.
Some of the therapy was fairly rudimentary, and I know others my age wore the shoes with the bar mm-hmm. in between. The earliest memory that I have of growing up was my father standing me up in the corner of the room. I had casts up to my hips and making me walk with casts, and he said, you know, nobody's ever going to give you sympathy. So you learn to deal with it. It was a blessing. Because I'm not that smart, and I'm not that big, but I'm pretty determined.
There's that hard-headedness.
Yeah, so it taught me to, you know, I do believe, and I've had reason to come to this conclusion, the Lord doesn't give you more than you can handle.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, what I maybe has proven to myself is that you sometimes have more gas in the tank than what you realize. And people often walk away from challenges because it gets a little... It hurts a little bit, and the fact that I'm reminded daily, you know, although I will tell you it's a funny story on the trail, because multiple days on a mountain,
sure,
you begin to feel it more. So I was at a point where I my feet started bothering me, and I think we were in about our second. Well, usually 17, 18 days on a mountain is when I start feeling it, and my feet were bothering me, and I said a little prayer. I said, Lord, just please... Give me a little relief. I don't like talking about my feet. I didn't want to mention anybody. So I was walking along, and the Lord helped me forget about my feet. I still got the scar on top of my head. I got a yellow jacket bit me right on top of my head. So the next day when I started praying for my feet to feel better, I prayed with my hands over my head. I feel blessed.
Sure.
You know, that may seem sort of hokey, but pain tolerance, I've got a little higher pain tolerance.
Oh.
My feet have degenerative tendons underneath. I walk with sticks, and I do better with a cane. With a suit on and with my shoes, all my shoes are made for my feet.
Right.
Most people don't pick up on it, but on a trail, it begins to show itself because I've got drop foot. I have no dorsal flexion. So most people, when they walk, it's heel-toe.
Right.
I have no dorsal flexion whatsoever. So when my foot hits the ground, it's because I pick my foot up. And, you know, on this trail, because they're root systems, I tend to... So the sticks help. You know,
sure.
What the Lord doesn't give you in some areas, it gives you... I still work out a lot. And my shoulders are probably stronger than the average guy. I still lift quite a bit. You know, we had a group at the house the other day for my 60th birthday. My goal for my 60th was to bench 400 pounds, and I quit at 405.
Oh!
So it's... People need to appreciate what they have. You know, my mother was very poor, Eastern North Carolina, and she used to just say, just use what you got. Forget about the rest. And so I was never given an opportunity to feel sorry for myself because they didn't feel sorry for me. And if I ever, you know, I grew up in a household where if you cried, the expression was, and I'm sure you, let me give you something to cry about.
So I'm with you there.
You didn't cry.
That too, yeah.
You didn't complain. You just
right.
worked with what you got. So I, you know, Thomas Jr. and I have climbed these mountains, and we typically, people ask us as lowlanders, they say, how do you get up to the top? And I've had more than one guide come to Thomas and say, we don't think your dad is going to make it. And his comment in refrain is, don't worry about my old man. He's not as good as he once was, but he's good once.
There's a song with that band.
Yeah, that's right.
And it speaks to me. So, you know, I honestly, at this point in my life, I feel blessed because I'm now at a point where I've lived long enough where people my age, they're getting aches and pains.
Sure.
And they're not used to aches and pains.
That's right.
I'm used to it.
You're used to it.
Every day.
One foot in front of the other.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Wow.
And that's how you make progress.
And folks, I know he didn't like talking about it. I could tell when I said something about it, his face crinkled up. But encouragement. You can do more than you think you can.
Yeah, you can. There's so much out there. There's so much opportunity.
Oh.
You know, when you look at what's going on in this world, that opportunities abounding. And I like to say, because it's how I've had to live, that I put myself toward the blue sky. And as long as you're facing the blue sky, whether you're climbing a mountain or diving or in your business, finding what that blue sky looks like and riding that, you know, with Zen, you know, you're looking for that positive energy, and Christian, you're trying to place yourself in the heart of Christ and comport your body with your soul. Christ said he was leaving behind a helper to help us. And I believe the Holy Spirit is a living being inside of us that psychiatrists call your conscience. I call it the Holy Spirit. So I've tried to find those things that make me feel good, and that's where I focus. Yesterday on the Cooper River, we had a lot of people go out, and only a few people go down. And they said, how did you go down there and feel good about it? I said, you just go to your happy place.
That's right.
You know, because otherwise, it wouldn't be a fun time.
That's true.
So,
very
yeah,
true.
It's been a blessing for me.
Well, we've got, I told you this, I wasn't kidding when it's passed fast. Got about 2 minutes or so. So take 45, your favorite part.
My favorite part?
Of the whole thing.
The people.
People.
Yeah.
Not a place, the people.
The love that was expressed. It was overwhelming.
And the good food along the way.
Lost no weight. 105 heat index almost every day. And I gained weight. I had the most wonderful food at cafes along the way. The people, the places that we have are just spectacular. People are even better.
Lieutenant Governor, I know you were out there for a little while on the trail, at different parts along. Your favorite place? Favorite memory? Oh, come on.
I know. It's hard. You know, it's really hard to find a favorite place. But I agree with Tom. It was making relationships. It was making stronger relationships of the ones you had. And I'm so glad you made Tom talk about his feet. Because he's been a friend of mine for years. And I never knew that story until a few weeks ago. And I told him just this past week, I said, people would be inspired by what you do. And
absolutely.
And I had a good friend always say that regret is a useless emotion. And Tom lives that to the fullest. He regrets nothing. He's hard as steel, and he's soft as a pillow on the inside. And you can't ask for a better human being. So I just feel blessed that he's my friend, and I've got to share this dream of his with him. And I will be with him every step of the way.
I'll be with you, too.
Senator Alexander, you got about 30 seconds. And to cap it off, it started up with you, and you're here at the end.
Started up in the upstate, the beautiful mountains, a great way to start it. It is great to be here at the end. But more importantly, to support and be so proud of my longtime dear friend, Tom Mullick, and Lieutenant Governor, like I said, he is an inspiration. And a sportsman, outdoorsman, a great ambassador for South Carolina and all the goodness of the people. You don't find anybody any better than Tom Mullican. He leads by that example. But it also, to me, signifies all that's good about South Carolina.
Absolutely. Thank you all for being here. Here's to new friendships, new contacts, new places to, new faces to recognize, and fun to be had. Thank you all. Y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. Lay that out there for Tom a little bit. Seriously, guys. Can you believe that? To have that kind of adversity and turn 60 years old halfway through a 500-mile trek across South Carolina in July. And his greatest regret was he couldn't turn around and start back the other way.
I think just listening to him talk about his trip made me, like, sweat, and my muscles were hurting just listening to him.
And you're how old?
I don't know, 30?
No, you're not.
Maybe. Sometimes it feels like it.
Sometimes it feels like it. Yes.
Probably isn't good.
Probably not. What'd you think about Dan? Tom's best friend was with us at dinner the other night. Dan.
I saw him walk up and I was like, ha-ha, you're like twice my size.
Special operator.
I was like,
for those of you that know, if you know, you know. Special operator. It kind of tells you all you need to know about Dan.
I don't think he said more than like 5 words at dinner. I mean, he smiled. He was real nice.
Yeah.
He smiled and everything.
And laughed.
I was like,
yeah, he was kind of the silent type. Yeah. I would love to be around him when he was talkative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has some stories. Of course, they're probably classified. Most of them are still classified. We know somebody else is going. Okay, again, SciCon 7, what a great thing. We're going to do it again next year.
We'll be there. We will be there.
You will not have foot problems next year.
No, I want to have foot, knee, ankle, anything.
We must start training now. But that's the great thing about it. He wanted people to come join him.
Yep, he did.
They wanted people out there, even with whatever we're going through. They wanted people out there. So next year, we need to make sure we got more people out. Mm-hmm. That'll be our goal next year, have more people out.
I think there
will... He said they may add some stuff next year.
That'd be fun.
Yep.
More horseback riding.
I don't think he's going to go for horseback riding.
No. If you know, you know on that one,
that's
too.
That's right. If you know, you know.
But, I mean, listen.
We do know is he didn't say his personal favorite, but... Yeah, the Blackwater dive in the Cooper River was his favorite.
He said, yeah. That was definitely, but I think his favorite part of the entire thing was meeting the people, like you said.
Yeah, that's like you said.
But I listened to him talk about what he's gone through early in his life and what he's overcome. Like, that's inspiring because it really is true. You know, talking to him at dinner night before, he did say, you know, it's not your physical self that stops you, it's your mental self.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, I mean, it's true. You think about it, and I'm sure y'all can apply it to any part in your lives, but that is true. It really has to sink in, though, because you're like, you know, oh, I can't get over this backache of mine. Well, you see what he got over, and you see what he just did.
That's right.
You know?
Your backache is negligible. He did say he has a high, in the interview, he did say he had a high pain tolerance from childhood.
Yep.
So, all right, well, we didn't finish up the calendar events. You still had one.
No, we didn't, yeah.
Go through that.
I've got the Open Bass Tournament, which is a 5th annual fundraiser for A Place for Us Ministries. It's Saturday, August 22nd at Drew Island State Park on Lake Murray, South Carolina. They're using the tournament side ramp, safe light until 2 p.m. And bear with me here. This came out really small print.
Yes.
So I'm going to do the best I can. But first place guaranteed $1,500. For entry, you can pay check or cash. It says the cutoff date is Tuesday, August 18th at 3 p.m. I can't read this.
It's a small print. Don't worry about it.
I'm seeing, okay, if you want to get more information on this, I'm probably going to butcher this. Go to www.aplaceforus.com for that because I can't read it. And I don't need glasses. Don't worry. I'm
No, it's just
blind.
Really small. It's my fault.
Just, yeah.
It printed really small. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
But that should be, you know, that's normal FLW time on Lake Murray, and that's when they were catching those schoolers all day long.
Yep.
So it could be a good tournament for you, bass fishermen.
Lake Murray's underestimated a lot of time.
It is. Okay, well, we didn't get this last week, but virtual ICAST took place. And I hope that's the first, last, and the only time we have to endure a virtual online ICAST.
That's horrible.
It was bad.
I mean, they did the best they could.
And on short notice, that's right. But it just was.
It's not the same.
No, it didn't. Let's don't even try to go there. I don't even know how to compare it. I mean, ASA did a good job getting it all together. Mm-hmm. Companies did a good job getting everything set up. But it just wasn't ICAST.
But, I mean, thankfully this didn't happen early in the history of iCasting. This is their 63rd.
63rd year.
So they kind of had the basics down. They just had to kind of adjust a little bit. I think with the short notice that they had, they did a great job.
Yeah. As a media member, I was invited in a couple of the planning sessions.
Zoom calls.
Gotta love them. Yeah, gotta love Zoom calls. And
I can't tell you how many times, folks, I got called downstairs because his phone was flipped him upside down or sideways or something.
It is. The last one, Geddes was on the other end. He goes, "Roger, you're sideways." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm looking at I'm perfectly fine. You're sideways." He goes, "No, you're sideways." I'm like, "Taylor, help me out here." So, yeah, she straightens me out, gets me, because I don't like the vertical portrait presentation. I like the landscape.
Landscape.
Side to side, yeah.
Horizontal.
All right, so anyway, iCast. We're just going to run you through the best ofs.
Yep. That's a hard thing to do because there are a lot of good things.
I did not even vote in the new product showcase. I can't put my hands on something. I can't look at something online and say it's better. Yeah. This is where I think the shortcoming with iCast is a lot of brand voting.
Yep.
And there's a lot of brand voting for good reasons. Sponsor, our personal relationships and stuff like that. But I can't bring myself to vote for something if I haven't tried it out.
Yep.
For the most part. So I just abstain. I didn't even bother voting this year. All right. So Alexandria, Virginia, July 17th. Top honors in the iCast 2020 Online New Product Showcase goes to Johnson Outdoors Watercraft for their Old Town Sportsman's Autopilot. The New Product Showcase, it's a fishing tackle retailer thing, is where media buyers and all go in. Features the latest gear, accessories, apparel, watercraft, and other products that enhance the on-the-water experience.
434 new products were entered by more than 180 companies.
Yep.
Imagine that. It doesn't seem that big when you're there. The thing that seems big is the booths, but you don't think how many products are actually being released like that.
Yep.
Whew, overwhelming. We got the best.
Wait a minute. No. That's, I'm next. You didn't. Oh. Did you get everything off that page?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm next here.
Okay.
You're not jumping in front of me. Like I said, the Best of Show overall show award went to Johnson Outdoors, the Old Town Sportsman. Best of category boating accessory. Minn Kota rolled out the Raptor shallow water anchor, which looks tremendously like a power pole. And I suppose is fixing to replace the Talon. But yeah, they won Best of Boating Accessories, Minn Kota Raptor shallow water anchor. Giftware, Garmin Quatics X6X Solar, which is, I think it's a watch, if I'm not mistaken, by Garmin. Best of category, eyewear, Costa Del Mar with the Ferg.
Of course, Costa, you can never go wrong.
That's right, can never go wrong with that. So, what else you got? You get the next page?
I've got best of category, lifestyle apparel for men.
For men, yes.
AFTCO.
Of course.
Woo! Can never go wrong with AFTCO. We got tackle companies here. This was...
That is the AFTCO.
That is?
Yeah.
Well, you ripped off a piece of this page, and I can't.
We'll see. AFCO American Fishing Tackle Company.
It's the seam free board shorts. Y'all, this has been a long week.
It's been a long week.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Keep going.
Technical apparel. Again, we have AFCO, the Diffuse Aero Mesh Fishing Shorts.
Yep.
You could just never. And then AFCO gets technical apparel again. They've got the Reaper Windproof 3-layer soft shell jacket.
That's a hoodie, isn't it?
It is a hoodie.
It is a hoodie.
We love the Reapers.
I'm growing. Hoodies are growing on me.
The Reapers are something. I'm telling y'all, it's so worth it to get one of those.
They are pretty cool. All right. And a lot of companies from South Carolina made out well.
They did.
Best of category, kids tackle, pure fishing, with the Abu Garcia, Jen Ike, Easy Cast, Bait Cast combo. Plano Synergy, another South Carolina tackle company. Best of category tackle management with the Plano Edge Flex. Best of category fishing line, pure fishing for the Berkeley Flora Shield. Best of category freshwater hard lure goes to Z-Man Fishing Products for the Chatterbait Jackhammer Stealth Blade. Best of category saltwater hard lure, Shimano North American Fishing, the SP Orca 150 Flash Boost.
Shimano!
Shimano.
Woo. Best of category, fly fishing rod by Pure Fishing, the Hardy Zane Pro. Ooh, sounds fun. Rod and reel combo, best category, Pure Fishing, the Abu Garcia virtual casting combo. Best of category, freshwater reel, Shimano North American Fishing, Vanford. 2500 spin reel.
Which is going to move into the position of the Shimano CI4.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. I got the media box in the mail before I cast, and I looked at it, and I was like, And then best of category, saltwater reel, Pure Fishing, the Battle 3 reels. I mean, it was a good eye cast, I'm telling you. For what we had to work with, I think Shimano Aftco.
My
big ones made out very well.
But we got to see none of our annual ICAST family. Or some of those people you only want to see them once a year.
But there are some you want to see more than once
That's
a
true.
Year.
That's true. So, but, yeah, looking forward to next year already.
Yep, we are.
Can't wait to get down to hot and muggy Orlando, Florida in July.
I can't wait to just go somewhere.
Well, you went somewhere. You went to Charleston. Well, it has been this year, you know, figuratively traveling, we usually do a lot.
Mm-hmm, we do.
This year it was
slow.
ATA and the Classic.
Yep. I didn't even go to ATA with you.
Nope. Hopefully this fall will be better. Hunting season just around the corner.
It is. Get excited.
Fishing goes into the fall on the professional level this year. Ought to be interesting, sure enough.
Watching bass live and the deer stand.
I've done that before. It does not pay off. Deer tend to slip by you when you're watching Bass Live. I know from experience. All right. Thanks for joining us. As always, make time to get out there. The back roads. Took the back roads. Saw some great stuff.
Don't
forget the camera. See you next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.